Igmar says on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph towards the top of the Amud, we're trying to figure out how do we know that Aseh is Deicha Loisus or Sheish Bakaris. And the Gemara says at one point, from the fact that we see that Aseh is Deicha Eilois Aseh, we could bring a Raya that Hu Adinah should be Deicha Eilois or Sheish Bakaris as well. And then the Gemara says that no, obviously that's not a good Raya because maybe Eimer Darminan Aseh Seh Bedachi Loisus Seh, Loisus Seh Greda. Maybe we only find that Aseh is Deicha regular Lav, but Loisus Sheish Bakaris, which is much more Chamer than regular Lav. Mishamas and the Dachi. How do you have a right to jump from to conclusions that should also be Deicha? Maybe it's Deicha regular Lav, which is not so Chamer, but to be Deicha Loisus Sheish Bakaris, Mechi Tasi, that's much more Chamer. And then the Gemara switches and says, no. Hadamar Ato Aseh the Dachi is Loisus Seh Lav Loisus Seh Chamer Mine, because Aseh Bedachi Lei. Isn't it, even when an Aseh is Deicha Loisus Seh, isn't the Loisus Seh more Chamer than the Aseh, and yet the Aseh is Deicha the Loisus Seh? So malichum azutin, malichum araba. So if it could be deicha a lav, even though it's more chamer than it, and so hagam that a lav is just a little bit more chamer than it, but once it's being deicha something more chamer than it, then it can be deicha something which is very much more chamer than it, even a chumaraba of a leisus shesh bakaris, and who then it could be deicha leisus shesh bakaris. In other words, what the Gemara is trying to say is if we find that an asay is deicha leisus say, even though a leisus say is more chamer than it, that means if for some reason there's exactly kasuv over here that an asay could be deicha something that's more chamer than it. So once it could be deicha a leisus say greda, who then it could be deicha leisus shesh bakaris, because both of them are more chamer than a mitzvah asay. That's how the Gemara comes out. Now luchar it's mavur from the Gemara at the end of the day that an asay is not as chamer as a leisus say. A leisus say is more chamer than an asay. That is luchar mafurish in the Gemara. And the question is, if that's the case, so why does the Torah Taka say asay deicha leisus say? Talking about a leisus say greater, why would the Torah say that asay is deicha lav? If a lav is more chamer than asay, luchar the one which is more chamer should be deicha the one which is more kal. So if you look at Rabbi Kibeg over here in the Gilan Hashas, he's mitzayin to look in the Ramban ala Torah in Parshas Yisrei. It's not clear what Rabbi Kibeger means. Is he asking a kasha? Is he just giving a mar makim? But Lamaisa, the Ramban over there in Parshas Yisrei, says a teretz to this kasha. The Ramban says that even though it's true that an asay is not as chomer as a lois asay, but in a certain sense, an asay has a milo over a lois asay because an asay is coming from midas ha'ava, and a lois asay is coming from midas ha'ira. And ava is greater than yira. When you do something out of ava for your master, doing something out of ava is greater than not doing something because of yira. And he says it's for that reason that we hold the Naseh is Dachar Lysasei because Ava is greater than Yira. He says, well, Kach Amru, Dachar Lysasei, because the Kamasha Ava Gdele Meira. So even though Mitzad the Chaymer, Lav is more Chamer than Naseh, but Mitzad the Din Dachia, when you're focusing on the Ava and the Yira, the Nachas that comes from Ava is greater than what comes from Yira, and for that reason, Naseh is Dachar Lysasei, that is the Pshat that the Ramban says. But if you look in Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon in Shabbos and Daf Kuflam and Gimel, he asks his Kasha as well. Then how could it be that an asay is deicha lois asay if the asay is not as chamer as the lav? And he says a davar nifle, he says a pelik achidush and understanding the whole din of asay deicha lois asay. He says the asay deicha lois is not the pshat that the asay pushes off the lav, but the pshat is the b'makam you have in asay, the lav was never given to begin with, there is no lav at all. He says it's almost like a built-in tnai in every lav that the Torah gives the lav, but it says, I'm only saying the lav, b'makam where there's no mitzvah asay. But if there is a mitzvah asay, the lav was never said to begin with. So the Torah says, l'sol b'shatnes, don't wear kilayim. But b'makim tzitzis, if this tzitzis here, then I never made the lav of kilayim. The lav of kilayim is not here at all, and there is no lav b'chlal, and that is the pshat, even though lav is more chamer than asay, it's not the pshat that asay pushes it off, because if you would be dealing with dechia, an asay which is kal won't push off a lav which is more chamer, but the pshat is like a built-in tnai in every lav that it was never said b'makim and asay. So if him, the Indian of asay dechal is to say, it's not a dechia, even though that's the lashon ha-gemar, it's mashma, it's deicha, but it's not a dechia, but the pshat is it was never said to begin with, there is no lav b'makim we have an asay, and therefore asay can be dechal is to say, even though lois to say is more chamer. That's a very mechudish tek havana in the din of asay dechal is to say, mashenkin lefi the Ramban, you could say that it is a regular din dechia, and even though a lav is more chamer, but still the asay is deicha because av is greater than yira. So that's a very sadistic shaila. How does the seidach alayis say work? Is it a din dechia that asay pushes off the lav, or is it the pshat the b'makim the asay the lav is never said to begin with? I just want to end off with a gvalik achidush from the Taisus Yom Kippurim in Yuma Daf Pei Gimel. He's talking about the sugya of machilin oisa akal akal. If you have a chayla in Yom Kippur and you have to give him an iser, you always give him the iser which is less chamer. So if you have a nevela and shvius, he brings from the Rambam says you give him the Issa Nevela, not the Shvias. So he asks, it doesn't make any sense. Nevela is a lav, Shvias is an asay, and asay is more kal. Why don't you give him the asay before the lav? Lachar, that's machil nos akal akal. So the Taisa Mikippurim wants the proof from the Rambam that no, we're wrong. Really, an asay is more common than a lois asay, and therefore, if you have a choice between an asay and a lois asay, you should give him the lav and not the asay. Pal de Gechidosh, asay is more chamer than the lav. That's how he comes out. That's how he's mesupik to say lahalacha. But the pella is achar it's connected our sugya. And the Bikivega asks his kash on him in his hagayis. And Bikivega read hagayis on the Tesis and the Kippurim. In his hagayis over there, he says that in our Gemara Yivamis Nafzan, it's not mash like that because the Gemara says clearly, Alto I say the dachel leis to say lav leis to say chamer. Minei isn't the leis to say more chamer, and yet and I say is daicha the lav. So you see clearly, a leis to say is more chamer than I say. Afal pichin, there's exes a kasev that I say will be daichet. But l'maisa we see that leis to say is more chamer than I say. So it's tzarichian on the Tesis and the Kippurim. It's connected to Beferish Gemara where you see that a leis to say is more chamer than I say. How could he say that I say is more chamer than a leis to say? If anyone has a teretz, I'd love to hear.